Today, the FDA said that there may be even more recalls of eggs in the coming days. A salmonella outbreak has people across the nation trading in orders of eggs sunny side up for well done scrambled. The outbreak has spurred what the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is calling the biggest egg recall in recent history. Nearly 500 million eggs have been recalled nationwide. The FDA doesn't know yet how the eggs were contaminated. Are you worried about eating eggs? What are your questions about the recall and food safety? Our number here is 800-989-8255. Our email address is talk@npr.org. And you can join the conversation, as always, on our website. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Timothy Martin joins us now. He's a food retail reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and he joins us from his office in Chicago. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
When you think about cooking with eggs, there's always a risk of salmonella. What's different now?
Well, there. If you look at any point from May to July, which is what the CDC has in terms of their most accurate numbers, they say that there's typically 700 cases of salmonella. There's three times that this year. And what's unique is that it can be traced back to two big Iowa farms. One is called Wright County Egg, and the other is called Hillendale Farms. And for consumers out there, what's a little tricky is that this is not like Trix or Honey Nut Cheerios. These eggs coming from this big egg plant or egg farm, they're distributed under a variety of brand names. So, for instance, if you're in Southern California, the eggs might be branded under Albertsons or Ralph's. For consumers looking to protect themselves against salmonella and wonder if their eggs sitting in the refrigerator are indeed potentially contaminated, they need to look at these little numbers on the side of the carton called Julian dates, and they sort of indicate when they were produced and then also the plant number.
And let me ask you this. Do consumers just have to worry about eggs, or do they have to worry about other products that may have been made with those eggs after the fact?
Yeah, this is not only your sunny side egg and the breakfast with your toast. A number of people who have gotten sick have gotten sick from restaurants, whether it's meringue pies, whether it's salad dressing. You could even get sick from salmonella if you were making cookies or a cake and you decided to lick the batter off your fingers. With salmonella, it's a relatively simple disease or simple bacteria to get rid of. You just have to well cook the egg. But in any form of sort of uncooked or raw egg, everything from, you know, a weightlifter who wants to eat raw eggs to build up their protein to, like I said, the salad dressing, you are at risk.
So, Timothy Martin, tell us what the signs of salmonella are.
Yeah, it's a very severe case of the flu in many ways. The common side effects are abdominal cramps, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, chills, fever, and or headache up to 72 hours after eating a contaminated egg. So certainly, I luckily have never gotten salmonella, but for people I've spoken with who have, they just said it's like almost like food poisoning, or it's just intense pain, intense illness.
Okay, and how is it treated?
Well, basically, with salmonella, it's sort of like food poisoning, just have to wait it out. And for healthy people, the symptoms last a day or two, but, for maybe young children or senior citizens, it can be serious, so they probably should go to the doctor to get it monitored.
Has the FDA tracked discovered any deaths from salmonella among those cases that have been tracked?
For this most recent case of salmonella outbreak, there have not been any confirmed deaths yet. There have been around 2,000 reported cases of salmonella. But what's interesting, the CDC just said this on a conference call, that they estimate that even if you have salmonella, only about 1 in 30 people report it. So, it could be far more than the 2,000 that's officially confirmed.
Okay, we have some listeners on the line with questions. Let's first go to Albert in Tuckahoe, New Jersey. Hi, go ahead.
Yes, I'm sort of different in liking my food fully cooked, whether it be hamburger or eggs. But the main point is I don't think you can get salmonella inside an egg because, you know, in the pharmaceutical industry, they use eggs to breed vaccines. And if they were actually infected inside, you'd be full of salmonella. And I'm thinking this is possibly a surface thing on the eggshell. And if they were washed or dumped in some vinegar for a second, you know, it may clean it up.
The answer, Timothy Martin?
Yeah, actually, that's not completely true. This time around, the salmonella outbreak is triggered by the bacteria being inside the egg. And I don't want to give a long explanation, but hens can become infected from either rodents or workers who aren't who haven't taken all the sanitary measures. So like I said, to prevent salmonella, you'll need to cook the eggs thoroughly. And I said there's a variety of ways, whether it's eating them at restaurants or, you know, eating your eggs sunny side up. Yeah, definitely you can get salmonella from inside the egg. You can also get it on the exterior, and that's avoided by, you know, washing your hands and washing the eggs before.
Timothy Martin, there are going to be questions, especially since this goes back to two large egg producers. There are going to be questions with factory farming and whether grouping animals this closely together causes these kinds of outbreaks. Has the FDA said anything about that?
Yeah, it's been brought up whether or not caged or uncaged chickens have, you know, more likelihood of contracting salmonella. The research is still out. The FDA, what they've said is, and what we're sort of reporting out today is, the FDA and the USDA, the two entities combined, none of them really prior to July 9th, when a wave of new egg rules went into implementation, no one really had oversight as to the eggs that we get for scrambled eggs or fried eggs. No one really had inspection responsibilities checking for salmonella up until that July 9th date. It seems to be quite a gap in the inspection service.
What are the new egg rules then?
Yeah, basic things. Nothing, you know, the companies obviously are pushing back, but things like making sure that the young chicks or hens that are purchased, you know, that those companies check for salmonella, that the farm itself or the manufacturing facility itself is checked for salmonella, that the feed is also free of salmonella, that there's sort of sanitary guidelines and that there are, you know, precautions or checks every 2 weeks. Up until now, those have not been implemented. One source told me that he compared the regulations to, you know, sort of the speed limits on a highway, that up until now, you know, the only way you were caught or if it was identified were if people got sick or if you were caught. And now, starting July 9th, the FDA has far broader inspection capabilities.
A couple of emails here along similar lines. Loretta in Princeton Junction, New Jersey says, am I worried about eating eggs? No. I buy my eggs at our local farmer's market, and I feel vaccinated from the salmonella outbreak. Another reason to buy local. Another one here from Cynthia. She in St. Paul, Minnesota. She says, we keep a dozen chickens at home, so this situation doesn't affect us. Local production is back.
Yeah, I think, like I said, we have not finished our reporting yet on you know the role of factory farm and the links potential links to salmonella, but yeah, I mean if you know if, especially if you're buying local and if you trust the farmers and their methods and you know them keeping everything up to date and at the standard with sanitary and other type of just sort of safety measures, then you should be okay. And again, with salmonella, the only way to contract is if you don't cook the egg. So, you know, most people like their eggs scrambled in some form or in omelets, and it isn't necessarily an issue for everyone.
And you mentioned meringue and cake frosting and other places where there are eggs.
Yeah.
Ice cream comes to mind as well.
Well, let's clarify. A lot of the egg that's broken down, say, for instance, in cake mix, it's pasteurized. So a lot of the processed egg, if the egg is pasteurized, that also eliminates the threat from salmonella from the egg yolk. Now, there might be something in, you know, if a product's not refrigerated properly, if it's not handled properly, that might, make it a risk for salmonella. But in terms of, you know, in this case, you know, inside the yolk, it's mostly taken care of if it's pasteurized.
Let's go to Ev in Denver, Colorado. Ev, I understand you had salmonella poisoning?
I did, yes.
And what happened?
It was so extreme. It starts off, for me, it started off, I had oysters. I had one raw oyster. And it starts off by you're feeling kind of queasy and sick, and then you start throwing
up.
And then you throw up for a while.
We don't need all the gruesome details. Just you went to the ER, and what happened?
I did. They did a test to buzz, and of course I got. They said it was salmonella, and then they wanted to know where I got it and how I got it. That they had to report it to public health.
Hmm. That's interesting. So they're tracking it.
Yeah, they tracked it. They actually tracked it. And I bought some oysters from a local grocery store and from Narragansett Bay. And, you know, I love raw oysters. And I just kind of rinsed it under the water and put some lemon on it, popped it in my mouth. And, you know, a couple hours later, and a good week later, I was very sick.
Ugh. Ev, I'm so sorry. I love oysters, too, and I don't like that. I don't like that story. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to John in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, you're on Talk of the Nation.
Hi there. My question deals primarily just with general care of eggs and preparation. I work at a rather large company in town, and they have a cafeteria. And when they prepare us eggs on their grill, the chefs wear gloves, but I notice when they crack the egg, even though they have a gloved hand on, they'll get albumin, you know, the white on their gloved hand. They don't take that glove off, and then they'll reach for a plate that they're going to put the scrambled eggs on, and their thumb goes on the inside of that plate, and then they put the eggs on the plate. Isn't that poor handling of eggs?
Timothy Martin, what do you think?
Yes, if one of those raw eggs, or the cracked, you know, before they were scrambled, in fact had salmonella, that would basically, you know, be smearing it, smearing the cooked version with the bacteria. That should be avoided.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Let's go to Leslie, who has a pertinent question. Leslie in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for the topic. I think this is quite a big story. You'd mentioned Julian dates earlier. That was mentioned in USA Today. Can you explain that?
Yeah, Julian dates, I've looked at my eggs at home. They're generally on the ends of the package, and they'll have numbers. It basically gives two pieces of information, when the egg was manufactured and also the plant number. So in this case, the plant number for the two big Iowa farms involved are like 1026, 1413, 1946. That's sort of their identification code. Then a second date also provides when it was manufactured. So that could range, in this case, from 136 to 225.
Okay.
It'll come out like this. The Julian date will be P dash, and then there'll be the plant number, which is four digits, followed by when it was manufactured, which is three digits. So an example here could be P-1720 and then 223.
Okay. Yeah, because they say the numbering system at the end is January 1st is 1 and December 31st is number 365.
That could vary. Yep.
Yeah. So, and the only thing I don't want to take too much time is that it also said it affects producers with more than, 50,000 hens? And can we even believe that a plant like that could keep them in clean conditions? I mean, I've heard that somewhat common knowledge that the hens can't even turn around in their cages. I just think that they say it could be contaminated from feces, the eggs, and I just hope this brings greater awareness of man against nature and what we're trying to twist here.
Thanks for your call, Leslie. What do you, Tim Martin?
Like I said, we're still finishing the reporting on sort of the factory farms role in all of this, but. With these new egg rules in place, the FDA, if we were to take their word at them, that you know they're going to be inspecting far, far more frequently than they are now. And there are quote unquote factory farms and other sort of livestock industries. You know, whether it's our beef or our poultry, even where investigators are there every day. I don't imagine. The FDA will be inside of large egg farms that frequently, but they should be keeping a much, much closer eye than they are now.
Is it okay if this listener, Laura, wants to know, is it okay if she hard boils eggs?
Yeah, that should be okay, yes.
Okay, and it's not just eggs. And in fact, there's always a risk from eggs. You're just saying it's there is an outbreak going on. And it's not just eggs. There are food safety questions about a lot of other things that we eat. I remember when I was pregnant being told by a doctor to heat all of my lunch meat up to a certain temperature before eating it.
Yeah, there's been, you know, several high-profile food recalls over the past, you know, several years, whether it's peanuts or spinach. It all boils down to, proper handling of food. And in some cases, the foodborne bacteria or illness cannot be avoided, that you should just sort of discard things immediately. I mean, in this case, for your listeners out there, I would say just a good rule of thumb is if the egg yolk is still runny, there's some potential there that that you could contract salmonella if it indeed were one of the, cartons from one of the two big Iowa farms.
10 seconds for a last question. Where do all the tainted eggs go?
Yeah, they are going two places. Either they're broken up and pasteurized. Like I said, pasteurized sort of, nukes out the salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
And second, in some cases, they're just tossed away.
Timothy Martin is a food retail reporter for the Wall Street Journal. He joined us from his office in Chicago. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow, more college students are older or have full-time jobs or kids. Neil Conan will be back with a conversation about the new college freshman. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.